quite free.
Chicken free.
What's chicken free?
That's your Latin term is really, it means chicken free.
And so what's the connection now between that and flour and the OCR?
Well, I'd like to do more flour, whether you die or be infected with chicken flea. So it's called F-O-W-A-L-S-Y-F-O-U-L.
Okay. So are you suggesting that you were infected with these chicken fleas and that this might have something to do with...
Well, yeah, it seems kind of hard to believe it. One thing about these so-called paranoid, paranoids and professional intelligence agents, both. We're always very skeptical of things that we
do. Well, homicide is called suicide. Yeah, so there are no questions.
Basically, that's how it functions, how we operate, and it's quite funny to me, you know, it's like, and good humor is a lot in the department and the river.
Complained about the smell of cat fish. Well,
you know, if we had about me jumping up and down that one night, where I was jumping up and down like a cat thing. And so when I started taking tranquilizers and sleeping, and kept opposing systems and getting
nothing like that. Okay, so you got mad at me when you talked about this, and you were like, well, you know, you make it look like I'm a crud or I'm dying or what.
There wasn't room, like, I was talking about how messy the room was at some point.
And I did mention that the cat had parasites or whatever, fleas or whatever.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was good at the time. My vet told me I had a flea allergy.
So now, that was the beginning of 1998, so now it's August.
Yeah.
So, when you talk about your health and your staff?
Well, it's just like, at some point, you should say in the book, so it's the right rebuttal because most of what you had said turned out to be true, I think, and
about the fleas? What about the fleas? Tell me about this.
Well, you know, the vermin, the unknown vermin, I was basically pushing the bumps off Harmony, who wanted to keep that, she couldn't be really infected with the type of fleas.
And now?
You know what?
What is your condition?
I thought I'm going to die in a few months because I've got all kinds of parasites. I've got the foot type fleas, which are the only fleas in the world known to burrow in the human skin. And where they go after that, anybody's guess, I guess. I don't think they stick to the skin. You know, I think they roam around your body. And I've seen them burrow through Tupperware, so I imagine they could burrow through bone cartilage and stuff like that. It's really similar.
Then what did your doctor say?
About what?
About the parasites.
Oh, he said he thought I was seeing things. But giving me any kind of figure of examination, he just wanted me to see if I died or I said I wanted to see an epidemiologist. He said, then I'll admit you that you see an epidemiologist. And I said, no, I said, I'll be glad to see your psychiatrist, but I want to see an epidemiologist.
Oh, then you did see an epidemiologist?
Yeah, that was after I went to the dialysis that morning, and this woman came up, and so she was just making it around, and she was just saying, so I really felt that was soft, you know, because I'd gotten into very prominent nursing, you know, until I started business stage there. And so I was usually trying to confront for him to really work for him at first. I worked with him. Then, it was a really strange day. I got up that morning, and I had not been to dialysis. The previous Thursday, and now it was Tuesday, and I really didn't feel good. I was having big cells and all kinds of complaints, and so I called 911, and I knew I wouldn't be able to make it on the bus, and I called an ambulance, and the ambulance driver was male and female, and driver was a male, and he said, this is what looked cookie, and he was kind of arguing about whether this was really constituting an emergency, and this, that, and the other thing, you know. And it was completely a sad argument to me. And so I was driver was practically yelling that to him, and I swore him a couple of times, said something or something like that. He got all flustered about that because it seemed like that could be really kind of get around the lady. And I said, well, I was in the Marine Corps and I was going to go on bad habits. And he said, well, my father was in the Marine Corps and he never right now. I really can't get any. Do I look at everybody's doing it, or I was giving all kinds of inappropriate characters. And the last thing up the Bayou offered me was an EKG, you know. And so I wanted to be on, you know, so. Mm-hmm.
Well, I asked you earlier, and there was a man for the first time that you don't have to describe. Tell me about the epidemiologist and what the epidemiologist said.
Well, he was basically like all the other issues. He studied John T. before that has each probably of an inclusion. One he said was 2 years, and another he said that it was just an allergy, and it wasn't contagious. And then one said it was surgery. So when he said it wasn't surgery, then he couldn't look like that for you.
Well,
they all run. And so I had all this lotion, and I knew that myself was, and to wash all my clothes. Of course, I don't have any clothes. But there wasn't much I could do about cleaning the house, you know. And the dog was right outside my room, you know, and all that. So there's no way I could really get away from food, just to move.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, work that stuff. Yeah, that was. Yeah, that may be
covered all that. So this is my favorite question when I get interviewed. Is there anything else you want to comment on?
I'm insufficiently humbled by reality. Not that much advice anymore. I'm more like a little European little. I basically cut over from the two governments.
Cut over from the two governments?
Yeah.